Windows, September the 7th. My ambition is you. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Philippians 2 verse 3. What do we expect when we go on with God? When we come right out for God? Well, the answer to that will decide whether, in relation to God, we have ambitions for something on the earth. Do you get the point? You see, it is so possible to swing over your natural ambitions to spiritual aims. It is still the same thing at work, and the only difference is the direction or sphere. You can be as ambitious in the work of God as you can be in the world. And it is the same natural ambition. It is the ambitiousness of nature. You desire. What do you desire? To see something? To have something? To be something? Ambition for success? Yes, once it was in the world. Now the same ambition transferred to other things. It is a mark of going on when we can come to a place where it is true before God that we have let go all the prosperity and success, even of Christian work and Christian ministry, as men would count it, to be able to let go the great opportunities and the great advantages that may be had among Christian people, and the prizes that can be grasped, and to say, it is all right, the Lord knows, it is for him to give or to withhold. I am not going to make a line for those prizes. I am not going to allow those things to influence my walk with God. Ambition is not going to dictate my course is a sure sign of growth. It may not seem here on earth to mean very big things, wide open doors and all that, but somehow you may take it that there is life there, spiritual influence there, something that is counting there. In the end, it will have counted. But this does sometimes, first of all, necessitate that conflict with ambition, where all those suggestions and influences have to be laid low. And we come to the place where we see that the way of life is to go on with God, though it costs us everything. The law of the Spirit of life works in that way. The way of life demands that we shall get before the Lord again and say, Lord, though all my earthly prospects fade, though all my ambitions are disappointed, it is you I want. You are my ambition. You are my goal. If I have you, these other things will count for much less. I believe that as we can get there, and not many of us have got a long way along that road, but as we can get there, we find the secret of life, of joy, and of release.